All right, good morning and welcome to our stock market update. It's Tuesday, March 8th, and wow, what a day. Yesterday, the S&P 500 had its worst day since October 2020. So we'll take a look at this. The Nasdaq lost 3.6% and now sits in bear market territory. Gold breached $2,000 for the first time in 19 months, and nickel is going crazy. So as you can see, we have a lot to talk about today. But before we dive in and show you what's moving the markets, if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter, and that super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, I know it can be overwhelming, but don't worry, we have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. So, Mark, I mean, yesterday's move, holy cannoli. I mean, the S&P down almost 3%, 2.95%. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'll be honest, this move caught me a little bit by surprise. I expect volatility to continue this week, and I mentioned it yesterday, and that could be moves to the downside. And just the sharp drop, though, really, I mean, I didn't see anything that, in my opinion, wasn't already priced into the market, right? We know the situation between Russia and Ukraine, and it's not an easy situation to resolve, but markets just plummeted, finishing at session lows.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at a five-minute chart, I mean, the market started kind of where they left off on Friday, but then just throughout the day, a solid slide. I mean, the Nasdaq down 3.6%, and the Nasdaq now in bear market territory. So let's talk about this, because we have the correction, which means that a stock or the market is down more than 10% from the previous highs. But then when it is down more than 20%, that's when we are in bear market territory. And this is what we are seeing right now on the Nasdaq.
Exactly. And so we dipped below on the first day when Russia did invade Ukraine, and then we rallied and moved past that. But now we're back there. So NASDAQ in bear market territory. But a new twist yesterday is the Dow is now in correction territory.
Right. So it was. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, first the NASDAQ and tech stocks leading the markets lower because of inflation and the Fed or interest rate hikes, followed by the S&P, but now it's the Dow.
Yeah, but if you look at it, so yesterday, I mean, we're looking at the 10-year yield here. As I said, it's not really that this was suddenly skyrocketing. It's also, I mean, if you look at the probabilities for a rate hike next week, it is still almost certain that it is a quarter point. So no real surprises there. The big news yesterday was just crude oil. And this is where we saw yesterday, crude oil was shooting up to over $130 a barrel. This morning, crude oil is marching higher again. And this is what right now is in the focus.
Yeah, and it's going to be an interesting one. So there are reports that the U.S. is expected to announce as early as today that it will ban imports of Russian oil. Now, this only makes up 3% of Russian oil exports, so it's not that big of a deal. But Russia has threatened to close a major gas pipeline to Germany and warned of $300 a barrel oil prices if the West goes ahead with its ban on its energy exports. Russia is the third largest oil producer in the world behind the U.S. and Saudi Arabia, but it's a major producer for the global market.
Right. And so we talked about it. Crude oil prices do have a direct impact on inflation. And if you look at this week, we have the CPI coming out. Let me switch over here to the screen share. So we have the CPI report, and we talked about it. Every $10 in crude oil will add 0.1% to the inflation, right? And which is already running hot here in the U.S.
And that is a bit of a concern. I mean, you're already feeling it at the pump. The national average for a gallon of gas rose to $4.17 on Tuesday. And the prior record was $4.11 going back to July 2008. not adjusted for inflation.
Right. And this is where it gets interesting because, I mean, companies like Chevron, the oil guys, right? I mean, they are doing really, really well because, yeah, higher crude oil prices may, of course, yield to more profits for them. So, I mean, we have, Baker Hughes, for example, another huge winner yesterday, up 4.7%, another 3% in pre-market trading. We looked at Exxon, so Chevron. Did we look at Exxon? Doesn't matter. I mean, all of them are going up. So Exxon yesterday also up 3.6%. And then we have this morning in pre-market trading up 1.4%. So it's good for these guys. But which sectors are hurting here? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, banks were not doing too well yesterday. Citigroup took a hit. Just across the board because of the concern that this conflict will lead to slowing the economy and slower economic growth. So we already had the inflation, you know, Fed curbing growth by raising interest rates, and now a conflict that could go on for a while.
Right, and this is where we're mainly talking about wallet share, right? I mean, if you have $100 in your wallet, and now instead of paying $30 at the pump, you have to pay $50, you have less for discretionary spending, and this is where yesterday, McDonald's down almost 5% because they said, okay, we might feel it. Starbucks also. I mean, maybe there is this no more lattes and more Keurig at home. I don't know. I mean, Starbucks yesterday down 6%. And also Nike got hit. There we go. NKE is the symbol here. So down 5% yesterday and not really rebounding this morning.
No, it's going to be interesting to see what happens today. It looks like traders and investors are nervous.
Yeah. And then we also have the airline. I mean, if you look at jets, the U.S. global jets, I mean, yesterday just massively down 11%, up a little bit in pre-market trading. And we talked about this in our mastermind group because there are fears that the airlines, it doesn't matter whether you look at United Airlines or American Airlines. I mean, they're all down double digits yesterday, Delta Airlines, because the fear is that this rise in oil prices will cut into the profitability. But the airlines are hedged. It's just probably not as well known as we thought it would be.
Yeah, and an ongoing conflict and elevated prices for a sustained time would be a concern, but they're hedged 6 to 12 months out, and really, so an immediate impact of these increases shouldn't really be felt, but traders are worried nonetheless.
Yeah, and then we have nickel. I mean, nickel this morning made headlines because, I mean, look at this. It shot up to, over $100,000 a ton. And if you look at a five-minute chart, we see that there were trading halts all over the place here. So they had a trading halt, reopened, had a trading halt, reopened. I mean, this is just like crazy. Nickel has gone crazy. And so why is nickel important? I mean, this is something that we never talked about before. But nickel,
yeah, I'm going to go through my coins, you know. Right? Russia is a leading producer of nickel, and it's a key ingredient for EV batteries and also used to make stainless steel.
Right. Nickel cadmium batteries, right? I mean, there we go. And look at this. I mean, from around 2,000 here to 5,000. And I mean, this is still going bonkers here this morning. I mean, going up, going down like crazy. We talked about it yesterday. It's pretty much all commodities, and this is the fear that this will impact inflation. So is this transitory? Is this here to stay? Well, we already looked at crude oil here this morning, moving higher here a little bit. So this is when we had the reports that the U.S. could ban Russian oil as soon as today. And then we had this shoot up to 126, right now retracing, and we just see this nervousness in the markets. So let's actually take a look at the VIX here, because also the VIX, let's go to a daily chart, still at elevated levels, solidly above 30 in the mid 30s here. Yesterday, around 36, this morning around 35 and a half. So still staying at elevated levels here.
Yeah, we haven't seen that sustained trading in the VIX at those levels for a while. I mean, during the pandemic, we had the quick spike in the shoot higher. I'm going to do a study on the VIX. We might talk about it Thursday because this is interesting.
It's super interesting. And if you look at the pre-market action and the overnight action here in the E-mini S&P, we see that markets are nervous and all over the place. Yesterday, at first, they were attempting to rebound. Then during the Asian session, a huge slide. During the European session, a rebound. And right now, a little bit all over the place. If we measure this from the low to the high, we have here, what is it? A more than 2% move, a 2.25% move in the E-mini S&P. And the NASDAQ, it's probably even more. Let's measure this move that occurred here in overnight trading. It's around the same. Okay, I thought it was a little bit more, about 2.25%. But in overnight trading, that is a whole lot. And right now, traders are wondering, okay, what are we going to do today? Looking at the daily chart, do we continue to march lower, or will we find a bottom here at some point? And I mean, right now, we're making lows that we haven't seen since, let's see. Yeah, in the NASDAQ here, since June 2021.
Lowest close since then, yeah.
Yeah. So this is where, I mean, does anybody pay attention to earnings anymore? I don't know. I mean, Dick's Sporting Goods reported earnings. They came out better than expected, up in pre-market trading 3%. But I don't think that right now anybody is paying attention to earnings here. I mean, we just have these global geopolitical concerns here and the skyrocketing oil prices.
And that has taken center stage. Earnings season is winded down anyway. But the Fed's still a factor. So,
I'm a little bit surprised, to be honest, by Apple, because Apple, they go through their they go through with it, and they're doing their event today where they're expected to unveil new versions of the iPhone SE, of the iPad, and maybe the Mac computer. So they are pushing ahead and saying, okay, we're doing our spring event. And I'm a little bit surprised by that. I would have expected that they might have said, all right, you know what, with everything going on, we push it back for a few days or for a few weeks, but nope, they're doing it. They're unveiling new phones.
Yeah, that spring event usually isn't as big a deal as their fall one. But I agree. It would have been Apple's touch to say that.
Yeah. All right. Looking a little bit at cryptocurrencies here. So Bitcoin, wild swings, because also, I mean, cryptocurrencies. Is this now another mean of payment, since Russia is being basically cut off from all major credit cards, from the SWIFT system? And at first, this is where Bitcoin made a run, but then it seems to be the risk off sentiment is also hitting Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies here. I mean, this morning we see Ethereum up 3%. We see Bitcoin up 2%. We see Dogecoin. I don't know if we still to talk about Dogecoin, but Solana here up 1.2%. But I mean, cryptocurrencies also are getting caught up in all of this.
Absolutely. And I saw a headline that the Biden administration was moving forward with looking into plans for regulating cryptos. I didn't read the report. I meant to do that. But on the same token, cryptos are actually being used to also help provide aid to Ukraine, right? There are people donating crypto. So It's really an interesting situation with the cryptocurrencies. But
it's just interesting that there's not more of a rally. I would have expected more demand here for cryptocurrencies, but it doesn't seem to be there. Now, quickly, I need to talk about gold and gold futures here, because gold now solidly above $2,000. And that's quite a run. And I know that you have quite some physical gold.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy investing in precious metals. And, you know, it's funny, I was going to buy some more. And I didn't realize they had crept up that high last week. I was like, oh, I mean, I should have known. But I looked at some of the prices of the coins I normally buy. And I was like, oh, I should hold off.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at, we're getting close to levels where we were in August 2020. And this pretty much here. Where we see when the pandemic hit, and after this, we were moving even higher. So we're getting close to those levels. Just interesting to see that, okay, here we go. Gold, the safe haven. I mean, everybody said gold. No, nobody's doing gold. I mean, cryptocurrencies are now the new gold. No, that doesn't seem to be the way.
When it hits the fan, gold shines again.
All right, no. So the key question is, are we still trading these markets? And yes, we are still actively trading the markets. There's a difference between trading and investing. When you're investing in these markets and you just have a buy and hold portfolio, moves like this are definitely scary. But when you're trading these markets, especially when you're an option seller, this heightened VIX, the fear factor here, heightened volatility, leads to higher premiums. And this is what we are taking advantage of, right, Mark?
Absolutely. Premium selling.
If you would like to know how exactly we are doing this, take a look at these videos and stay tuned. Tune in again tomorrow morning so that you are up to date of what's happening in the markets and how to approach it. Have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.